You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call that's all hard to follow up the Tendi read. But from the Eurostep podcast, Mr. Ty Windisch joining us here. Ty, how are we doing today, my man?
Doing great. We are past December 15th, which means a trade could happen at any moment, and maybe one will. There's like a mini deadline today. If you trade for someone today, you can trade them again by the deadline. Mm. So some execs think a lower stakes move could happen, you know, by the end of the day. Nothing has yet, though, but I'm doing well. And we got a couple days off from the Bucks after that horrible game. So that was much needed as well.
I mean, 45 points to the Nets. What are we doing, Ty, right? I joke about it, but I mean it almost in a way. Like, try not to throw up talking about this team. Ty, what happened? Like, Giannis is not playing. I get that. But even early on in this season, you saw the fun pieces, right? And no one could have predicted Ryan Rollins to be as productive as he's been right now. Kevin Porter Jr. injury kind of nagging, but they bring in Miles Turner. It feels like that was underwhelming. Bobby Portis is having the best game ever and then the worst game ever every week right now. This Bucks season, Ty, so far through 26, 27 games right now, where are you at with this team?
Mostly disgusted. And I think, you know, you mentioned the hot start, 4-1. And, you know, since then, obviously well below 500 as they sit below 500 in the season. And I think one of the most discouraging parts about it is obviously the injuries have played a part, but I believe they're 9-8 with Giannis playing, which isn't really where you wanted to be anyway. I mean, that's obviously better, but it's not, you know, I think our expectation was a team that would be vying for somewhere around the 4 seed, right? Like with this roster, losing Dame and Turner's a good addition, but obviously not a player on that caliber when healthy, when for Dame that is. You know, they're not going to compete with the Clevelands, so much for that. But the New Yorks, you know, Detroit became that ascending team, others out up there as well. And they weren't even really there when Giannis was playing in the games. And now this is really, I won't say the worst case scenario, but the scenario a lot of Bucks doubters ahead of the season said of just like, if they don't have Giannis, I think they're just hopeless. But I will say, I think you kind of referred to this too. I don't think they should be this hopeless. And certainly they shouldn't be one of the 5 worst losses in franchise history to the freaking Brooklyn Nets, hopeless. Yeah. But even overall, what we've seen, you know, there are a couple of good games, right? The Celtics win was legitimately nice. The Pistons win was too. So you can't totally ignore those. But overall, a lot of disappointing losses to teams like the Blazers, who are not good and also ravaged by injuries. The Sixers, who have one good player and a lot of other guys. They did not be competitive in some of those games. It's really disappointing. It feels like the culture, the coaching schemes on offense and defense, things just aren't right. And I can't give you one exact reason, but you just watch it. It doesn't look good. The defense doesn't look good. The offense doesn't look good. And it should look better by now, especially because we're not in week one without Giannis. It's been quite a long sample now, and the plan still doesn't seem to be working at all.
So, Ty, you bring up the scheme there, and I was listening to the Eurostep podcast yesterday, and you and Rohan were going in a little bit on Doc Rivers and his archaic kind of coaching schemes that you talk about him having out on the court. How much of that is really just Doc's coaching style versus the type of players that are on the court and what he's limited to doing with the players that are out there right now? Who do you blame more in this situation? And then if you have some kind of blame for the players, does that go back to John Horst in this situation too?
And before you answer, Ty, don't forget he won a title 15 years ago. Okay? You want to just remember that.
17 years ago?
And an NBA Cup, Tommy. Was, let's not forget that.
And
right?
An NBA was, Cup. Right?
Yeah, and the NBA Cup. And yeah, the NBA Cup was more recent, but it was 08, right? So coming up on 18 years, it'll be this. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So there's rookies in the NBA who were like a month old when that happened.
Yeah, LeBron was still playing. Anyway. LeBron was playing, the entire time.
Yeah, LeBron was. That's LeBron's a whole other thing. to the question, I put a little more blame on Doc. Because again, I think this group, you know, you're obviously the whole team is built around Giannis. So there's, you know, I take a little bit of blame off everyone, right? Like if they were in this spot in the standings and Giannis played most of the games, it'd be like fire everyone, catastrophe. And maybe we're still there, but I still ease off a little bit. But I do think though, looking at these pieces, the Bucks have frankly gotten extraordinarily lucky that they've more or less been able to replace Damian Lillard in the aggregate with the way Rollins and Kevin Porter Jr. have played most of the time. And that part of the reason the Nets game was so bad was KPJ was really off and Rollins was just okay. But most of the time, if you look, those guys have kind of combined to equal Dame's Bucks production. And that's honestly like, that's a huge win for Horst and the front office, because that seemed like a weak point. A lot of people at the outside thought their guard play was going to be a real negative. I think their point guard play has actually been pretty good. And I don't think it's the biggest reason for their problems. But I do think those guys are often left out on an island and asked to do too much offensively. You watch other teams and there's all these screens and actions and ball screens and off-ball screens and cuts. And the Bucks just don't have much of that. I mean, there was a game when Kyle Kuzma was cutting off of Giannis. I forget if it was against the Heat or somebody else, over and over. And it looked so great. We just haven't seen that again since. Like, it's these little flashes. Miles Turner was against Miami. You know, he's doing all this operating against smalls and wow, he looks great. He has all these points and assists. And then he's just, you know, takes three open threes and that's it the next game. Like, there's not enough consistency. I don't think they maximize their players' skill sets. But all that to say, I don't think many of the players are playing up to their standard. And I think the roster is just imbalanced. They don't have enough wing players. Torian Prince, I don't think, is solving all of their issues. He is another injury. But, you know, all these fake trades, like if Kuzma's going out for like a Zach LaVine, you just have no one left on the wing. I mean, is Kevin Porter Jr. your four? Is Rollins?
You don't want Amir Coffee
like,
out there more?
Yeah. It's the Amir Coffee. Yeah, it's an experiment that worked for you.
Do you guys know what like a 7 trillion is? Do you know that term?
No.
I do not.
So if you play 7 minutes and don't log any other stats, it's enough zeros that it's 7 trillion it reads across.
Yeah.
And he came close the other night. He drew a couple free throws, but he is just getting cardio right now, which I guess is apt.
It's the Tony Snell, like what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's the Snell, exactly.
Yeah. All right, I got that.
That was like 20 minutes or something. Yeah. That was nuts.
Just running for fun, man. Just running for fun. Ty Windisch joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. You can follow him on Twitter at Ty Windisch, TiWindisch. Ty, let's continue this conversation about Giannis, right? Because there was like a report that came out from Chris Haynes where, oh, I don't like all these rumors and how distracting everything is right now. It's not coming from me. They're coming from my representatives, which I can only hope to comment on what my representatives say at one point in my life as opposed to what I am really thinking. But then another article and another piece coming out in regards to Eric Name kind of saying that this team was going to be active, going to be looking and still wanting to throw even more Hail Marys than they've already done to keep Giannis happy and in Milwaukee. And then Jake Fisher bringing up some ideas and some names here that the Bucks apparently have expressed interest over. You mentioned Zach LaVine, Jeremy Grant as well on that list. Other players included Andrew Wiggins, Marcus Smart, and
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
DeJounte Murray in the past right now as well, Ty. Any of those names give you any sort of okay or positive thoughts starting to accumulate for the Milwaukee Bucks? Or is this all just such fake reporting and Shams that is Giannis adjacent during all of this? Because at the end of the day, the Bucks are going to make all this trade, all these trades work, and then it's going to be for nothing if Giannis isn't going to be here.
Yeah, that's certainly the risk. And I think, so the Fisher names, I believe the way he worded it was kind of like, here's some guys they've been interested in the past. I don't think he necessarily was saying they're going big game hunting. They want washed Marcus Smart off the Lakers, right? Or DeJounte Murray, who's still rehabbing his torn Achilles. What my issue with most of the players on that list, I think Grant is okay, but he's not really a good rebounder, but at least he's a forward. And Wiggins, I think it would be a good fit, but like Miami's the team, the reports say, who's like probably the most motivated to go get Giannis. So I don't really know. Like if they're getting stuff from you for Wiggins, it's so they can try and send it back to you this summer for Giannis, right? So that's a little bit of a precarious position to be in. But the other ones like LaVine and Murray, even if he was healthy, it's just more guards. I don't know who watches this team and goes, they need Zach LaVine. And the games Giannis played again where they were just barely over 500, they were, I believe, across that sample, either number one or very close to it, an effective field goal percentage, which means when they took a shot, it was going in. Like, that wasn't their issue. But their defense was bad and they can't rebound. Zach LaVine at this point in his career, all these surgeries in, that's not what he's helping you with. So I personally don't get excited about that name. And the other thing, too, I think generally it would make sense if they said, we're willing to take on someone with a big contract like LaVine, because teams are afraid of that, all the apron stuff, and we're just super aggressive. And we're, like, not even in the tax right now. They could get LaVine without going in the tax because they cleared up. Well, they took that big dead cap hit, but it set them far away from the tax, at least. It did do that.
So,
but, again, I don't like his fit, personally. Mm. But that idea makes some sense to me if they want to go do that.
So if we take out this list of players that Jake Fisher has put out here, and you wanted to have a more ideal list of players, maybe 2 to 3 players, who would you be looking at right now? Because there's not a lot of centers, there's not a lot of wings that are stout defenders that are going to be available. I mean, you see teams like Oklahoma City who have thrived with Isaiah Hartenstein filling in that role. Is there players like that that maybe could be diamonds in the rough that the Bucks could be looking for in this kind of mini trade deadline here?
Yeah, for centers, I'm not as excited about it. I would say the one, a different king, actually, and this would be a super weird team, but if they went and got Sabonis instead of LaVine and just basically build Rockets East, where you have Giannis, Sabonis, and Turner. Now, poor Miles Turner, after all this, if he just gets re-paired up with Domantas Sabonis, I'm not sure he'd be thrilled about that, but you're not building the thing around Miles Turner. But I otherwise, like, I think you can maximize Turner more. I think Sims is okay as a backup, although it sure seems like he's playing quite a lot at the moment. I'm still interested in the Pelicans guys. The problem is everybody is, and I think other teams have more assets, but either Herb Jones or Trey Murphy, I think, would be really nice fits. The one guy I like, and maybe it's just because they're kind of good and he's been really good there, but there's been no buzz, is Dylan Brooks. I mean, if you talk about what this team needs, like someone who can still do offense, not full Andre Jackson Jr., no offense to him, but and Brooks is scoring 20-some points per game, but like a tenacious, a tough guy, a defender, a rebounder. I want someone like that. And it doesn't have to necessarily be someone that, I guess, nasty. But that kind of helps. Like, you do watch the Bucks, and you're like, they could use a little bit more of an edge.
They've been chasing that like since that. PJ left, right, Ty?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's really that they've missed that in addition to on-court. I mean, if you could drop Bucks, PJ Tucker onto this team,
yeah,
I think they'd be so much better. I feel
like we've been saying that for 5 years.
Right. I've been waiting for PJ Tucker to come back. Like, I'll take PJ Tucker right now, dude. Give me his shoe collection. We'll pay the taxes on that.
Give him the Philip Rivers deal, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Philip Rivers can come back and play quarterback in the NFL. PJ Tucker can come hit down a corner three and punch someone in the face when you need him to at some point. Ty Windisch, Eurostep Podcast. Before we let you go, Ty. All right, let's look ahead to this week then. They got the Raptors coming up. How are you feeling about that one? It's past the December 15th number. Do you think the team is going to be any different in the coming week here, maybe until they go up against the Timberwolves on Sunday? But to wrap things up through the weekend, Raptors, T-Wolves, how are you feeling about the Bucks?
Not great. I think after you have that game against the Nets, you just kind of lose the benefit of the doubt. And the Raptors had been a slumping team. They did just get off the schneid with a nice little win in their last game. So they've kind of gotten it back together. I think RJ Barrett may still be out then. So not a full-strength Raptors team, although the Bucks obviously won't be full-strength either. AJ Green only practiced a little bit today, so they may end up being without him as well as Prince and Giannis for that game. But that's going to be an important one because that road Wolves game, I mean, the Timberwolves are maybe not like this juggernaut some thought they could grow into. They have their own issues, but going in Minnesota to play against Anthony Edwards is never easy. That is a team that doesn't have a great half-court offense, but I mean, it's very possible the Bucks don't win either of these games. And I do think something will have to happen if the losses keep piling up like this, you know, and then I think next game after that's road Pacers. That could be a little embarrassing. I think the Pacers are not good, but I'm sure they're going to be very motivated against the Bucks. They always are, no matter who is suiting up for Indiana. So if there's not going to be any sort of a coaching adjustment or change, do we just get some sort of a panic trade? I don't know, but losing with a guy like Giannis on your team, even if he's in street clothes, is a pressure cooker. And I do think something will get cooked up, but I have no idea what. I'd make a lot more money if I could tell you that.
All right, last one. We'll go big media national NBA take here. More likely to happen, Wemby is the MVP this year or the Thunder win 75 games?
Oh, that's good. That's really good because they're kind of tied together.
Right.
Because Wemby won't win if the Thunder do win 75 games. I'll say Thunder wins 75. I don't think it's like a given. Like some people talk about, like they're just going to win every game the rest of the year. It's hard to do that, but they're obviously awesome. And I think even if the Thunder win 72, like it's going to be hard not to give it to Shea, especially if Wemby's missed some time. So I'll say Thunder 75, but I love that they lost the cup to the Spurs. It adds a little intrigue. I think if they had blitzed through the cup, the talking points would have intensified. But there's still so much basketball to be played.
They would have played a game that didn't matter anyway. Like, no stats count, right? Yeah. So what's the big deal? And I don't think Shea is asking for $1 million more dollars, to be honest, either. So he'll be all right.
He does okay.
Yeah, he'll be doing okay on $70 million. Just don't ask Odell for advice. I think that was right. That's what we came up with. Ty, what do you got working on right now? What do you want to plug before we let you go, my man?
It's a great question. We need to figure out what our podcast is going to be. We usually do one Wednesday or Thursday. The Bucks haven't played since the last podcast. I guess we'll be talking about some more trade stuff with all these rumors. So folks can look forward to that ahead of the next game. And then if things keep going like that Nets game, more meltdowns. That's what's cooking, more meltdowns. But hopefully not. I would love to say, wow, great wins, Bucks. Let's go when we next pod on Monday.
I've only talked to Rohan once, but I can't imagine the meltdown. Like, he's got the he had the board in front of him with like the Pythagorean theorem or whatever was up
he
there.
Does.
Always. And he was so
it's the duality of man.
The duality of man, that's what it was. He was just so chill and like I couldn't imagine him freaking out, but now I wonder if he's got like the equation for hate up there after a while. Yeah. Something along those lines. Ty, have a good rest of your day, my man. Appreciate you.
Yep, thank you guys. Have
there,
a good one.
There he is, Ty Windisch, Eurostep Podcast.
You know how in football timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.